Hey, good morning. What Not the Podcast, Lent Up Early Edition. This is Pastor Brian Wolfmuller on March the 22nd, year of our Lord, 2022. God be praised for his mercy, new to us every morning. Here's a little devotional reflection on this. Oh, what a beautiful text, Isaiah 12. Man, I love this text. This is coming up this Sunday if you're in the three-year lectionary. It's too much. Isaiah 12, Psalm 32, and the prodigal son. Oh, and probably my favorite verse from Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'll try to work through. I'm probably going to end up preaching on the podcast because there's too much to preach on Sunday. Anyway, and then a question about what happens if I don't feel my sins? What if I don't feel repentant? What do I do? What do I do then? Great question. Here's the podcast. Here's a devotional thought on Isaiah chapter 12. This is a beautiful, what a beautiful text. One of my favorites. Because it gets at this question. Can you imagine? Well, you don't have to imagine. Remember when you were a kid and you were asking your parents, are you mad at me? I remember one particular incident involving a red scooter, my friend Jeremy's new red scooter, and our white driveway garage door. Anyway, you have to ask mom and dad, are you mad at me? Well, that question is what we also fear to ask the Lord. We know we deserve his judgment. So to look up into heaven after we've sinned, or after we've been sinned against, or after we've failed, and ask with fear and trembling to God, are you mad at me? Now that's an amazing picture. And this, Isaiah 12, is the answer to that question. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy will you draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, proclaim that his name is exalted, sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known to all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Are you mad at me? The Lord says, no. I was angry with you, but my anger has been turned away. I am your salvation. The cross of Jesus, dear friends, turns away the anger of God. And so he is not mad at you. But Pastor, you say, look at these things that I've done. Look at all these failed attempts. Look at all this miserable wreckage of a life. Look at your anger is turned away so that you might comfort me, we say to the Lord. God's not mad. That's the promise. That's the scripture. That's why God, the Holy Spirit, led Isaiah, carried him along to write these words so that you could know that God's anger is turned away. God be praised. Here's a question from the voicemail, which is pretty cool, huh? If you think how cool this is, then you should leave a message yourself. But here's a message about repentance and feeling.
Hi, Pastor. Regarding your podcast the other day about feelings. Your comments about Satan dropping doubts were encouraging, and you mentioned repentance, and was wondering if you could explain what that would look like, what contrition would look like if our feelings don't match. For instance, the man cried out with tears, help my unbelief. What if we don't have tears?
It's a really great question. We know repentance is contrition and faith. Contrition is the sorrow over our sin, and faith is our trust in the gospel. But what happens when our sorrow isn't sorrowful? When we don't feel our own sin? This is a common problem. In fact, so common, we'll remember that none of us know or feel our sin to its full effect. The Lord has, in a large way, hidden the depth of our sin from us, so it has to be revealed in the Scripture. And so we can start by saying, not only is this a common problem, but this is a universal problem. None of us know, none of us feel the full weight of our own sinfulness and the full weight of our own sinful actions. Some of our sins are completely hidden from us. So Psalm 19 says, cleanse us from our hidden faults. Some of our sin is known partially to us, and some more fully. But our sinful nature is also hidden. Remember this, Martin Luther talks about this in the Small Called articles. You guys can dig this up on bookofconcord.org. I would encourage you to do it when Luther's talking in Small Called about sin. And he says, our sin is so deep a corruption that we cannot know it ourselves. It has to be revealed to us in the Scripture, which is why the ancient church loved the picture of leprosy for sin. And Luther picked up on this. In fact, Luther would say the ancient church liked this image. So he saw it in the old preaching too, that one of the things that leprosy does is it does damage to your nerve endings, so you can't feel as your flesh is rotting away. So you don't know how sick you are. A person with leprosy, part of their, like a finger might fall off or a part of their ear might fall off, and they don't even know it because they can't feel it. I remember, I've told this story a number of times, but when I was at the seminary, I was standing with a classmate of mine. We were visiting after church, and we heard this crash, and we ran around the corner and saw a man under a tree, kind of pinned under a motorcycle. And we ran over there, and I asked him, are you okay? And he said, I don't know. I can't feel my legs. He had jumped on his buddy's motorcycle to take it for a little ride and lost control and crashed and broke his neck. And he was so profoundly wounded that he couldn't feel how wounded he was. So everyone, you listening to me and I, we can all assume that we do not feel the full weight of our own sinfulness. We're only just beginning. And because of the grace of God, we never will. That wrath of God over our sin, Jesus experienced on the cross, so we don't have to experience it. God be praised. Okay. So let's start with the assumption that none of us feel the full weight of our own sinfulness, and we're repenting then of our capacity and ability to know the full weight of our own sin. So it's oftentimes when, at the beginning of the service, when we're confessing our sins, and there's a moment of silence, and I'm sort of rolling through all my sins, and one of the things that I'll often confess is my lack of sorrow over my profound sinfulness. So we confess even that. But here's some practical advice. This, again, I'll lean on Luther a little bit this morning. This is in the Large Catechism, when he's encouraging people to go to the Lord's Supper. And he says, but what if I don't want to? What if I don't feel my need for the supper? What if I'm not driven there because I don't feel sick? You know, sometimes this is like getting COVID but you don't have any symptoms. Well, I mean, who knows what's going on there, but this is the idea, like I'm sick, but I don't feel it. Well, then so you don't take your medicine. That's my problem, is if I get a cold and I take antibiotics for a couple of days, and I'm like, I feel better, and I quit. Carrie's like, no, you got to take the medicine. So what if I don't feel a need for the Lord's Supper? Luther says you should do three things. Number one, you should put your hand inside your shirt and see if you still have flesh and blood. And if you do, you should believe what the Bible says about it, that the heart is wicked above all things, that our sinful flesh is pursuing the desires, sinful desires that lead to death, not to life. So we believe what the Bible says about our sinful flesh. And then Luther says you should open your eyes and you should look and see if you're in the world. And if you're in the world, you should believe what the Bible says about the world. The world is very evil. The world hates Jesus, and it hates you too because it hated him. The world is full of pride and lust and greed and power hungriness and all this sort of stuff. So believe what the Bible says about the world. Know that you're in the midst of danger. And then you should also open the scriptures and read what it says about the devil, who's like a roaring lion prowling around looking for someone to devour, who's the great accuser. So that you should know that you have flesh, that you are in the world, that the devil is your enemy, and you should believe those things. And that pushes us to the supper. It pushes us to the Lord's gifts of, his sacraments, to his gifts of the forgiveness of sins. And so also with our own sinfulness, that we should believe what the Lord says about us, that we are poor, miserable sinners, and confess accordingly. Now, one more piece of advice, and that is that from the ancient church came these tools to evaluate our own conscience, our own life, according to the Ten Commandments, the Beichtspiegel. You can find a handful of those online. Redeemer Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana has a press. What is that called? The press up there. And they've published one. There's a number of these around. Ten Commandments Self-Evaluation. You can maybe Google that, and you'll probably come up with a number of resources. I've reduced that down to one question each for each of the commandments. And this self-reflection will often reveal to us, it's like just letting the mirror of the law stand there for a while, and we look at it. And that oftentimes will, the Holy Spirit will also use to convict us of sin, which is a gift. So the first commandment, you shall have no other gods. I can't think of the question that I used for the first commandment. I'll remember if I go through the rest. So let's start at the second commandment. How are your prayers? Oh, I know the first commandment, for heaven's sakes. The first commandment is, what am I afraid of? That's the quickest way to get to my idolatry. What am I afraid of? Second commandment, the Lord's name. How are my prayers? Third commandment, what is my attitude toward worship? Fourth commandment, what is my attitude toward authority? Fifth commandment, am I angry? Or maybe better, who and what am I angry with? The sixth commandment, am I chaste? This breaks in two directions. If we're not married, am I content with my state of chastity? And if we're married, do I delight in my spouse alone? The seventh commandment, am I lazy? Am I greedy? Am I generous? You can pick one of those. The eighth commandment, am I bitter? And the ninth and tenth commandments, am I happy? Or if you want something that sounds more spiritual, am I joyful? Am I content? And reflecting on your own life, then in accord with the Ten Commandments, will show us, begin to show us our own sinfulness and our own desperate need for Jesus to be flailed and beaten and nailed to the cross for us and for our salvation. So I hope that's helpful. Thanks so much for the question. Hey, thanks for riding along here. If there's something helpful there, please share with a friend. Hopefully this brings a little joy and peace, comfort from the Lord's word to you every day. It's been a lot of fun for me. You too can leave a voicemail. Wolfmuller.co, hit the audio, Whatnot the Podcast. I mean, you hit that audio and you're like, man, look at all these ridiculous podcasts. Whatnot the Podcast is what you're listening to right now. And you click that and go leave a message there. And I don't think it's that hard. Press the button and it puts you to a thing. And anyway, that'd be fun. It's fun for the show. Oh, there's a lot of other theology if you're there at the website goofing around, including the Wednesday Whatnot, which is the free weekly-ish email that I send out mostly on Wednesday. It wasn't last week. I mean, I was thinking about it. What am I going to send tomorrow? Because everything I'm reading, I'm halfway through, by halfway, I mean, I'm 5 pages into the 10 pages I'm going to read. I don't know exactly what to... Anyway, we'll sort it out. But thanks for being part of the fun. Wolfmuller.co/contact if you have questions to send to the podcast, or even if you have texts that you'd like to hear for the devotion, that's also great. So I think that's all. Thanks again for being part of the fun. God's peace be with you.